How are you doing? How's your family doing today?
Man, they're doing great. They're at school. So I've got a little breathing time before they get back.
A little break in the action. So yeah. You're going back out on the road again. Has it been a while?
You know what? Yes and no. So I've got four kids now, 14, 12, and an 8, I think they are. And so I really have been loving these events where, you know, my wife will say, hey, when you go out and do a regular concert, you come home and you're like on a 10 for like 3 days because I just love doing it so much. But she said, when you go out and you do, you know, a concert that's a fundraiser for an organization that you love, whether it be adoption or pro-life, she said, you come home and you're like on a 13 for about 2 weeks, you know, because I feel like I'm doing extra. I'm doing something that really fills me up. And so I've loved these shows because if I go out and do a regular concert, I'm gone on the weekends and I don't get to see my kids as much. And so events where I can go out and do a Tuesday or a Thursday or a Friday for, you know, a fundraiser, I can actually be home on the weekends with my kids. So it's been a real blessing.
It sounds like it means a whole lot to you. How did you get involved in contemporary Christian music?
You know what's so funny? I was a waiter. I went to Nashville to be a Christian music artist, but I had no idea how to start. So I always say that I got a marketing degree from Kansas State University so I could go be a waiter in Nashville. And I met a youth minister. He took me on a ski trip with a bunch of seventh graders. I got duct taped to a bed on my first trip with those kids at 5 o'clock in the morning. And I just fell in love with them. And I stayed on. I really backed into Christian music. I didn't, you know, the youth minister would say, hey, there's a young guy who's going through, he's in the seventh grade, he's got cancer, his dad's a Sunday school teacher, he's really having a struggle. Maybe you could write him a song, you know? And so I wrote him a song, He's My Son. And they said, hey, we're doing a end of the year celebration for all the kids who were in our youth group. The theme of the youth group dinner is called Remember Me, you know, could you write a song? And so I wrote the song Remember Me. So yeah, all of my songs that people know were birthed out of the youth group as I was a youth director. And I always say, you know, that's the best training you can get to do music, because if you can hold the attention of a bunch of junior high kids, you can hold the attention of anybody in the whole world.
Yeah.
So it's been wonderful for me.
That's a really good point. And so many great songs. Was He's My Son, was that your first release?
Yeah, my first one was called I Am the Way, and I know that. It was a number one song. I know that because it was the first song that I wrote for the youth group, and it was a kickoff for something we called, it was a back-to-school kickoff, and we called it Jesus, Jeans, and Beans, which meant the kids were coming back. We were getting all geared up for another year. They could wear, you know, their blue jeans to Sunday school and church, and then there was dinner afterwards, which is called the Beans, so Jesus, Jeans, and Beans. And, so I Am the Way was the first one. He's My Son was the second one. Remember Me was the third one. Back in His Arms Again, the fourth one. I Have Been There, the fifth one. Letters from War was in there somewhere, and I Am, and just a slew of them.
Yeah, we've been playing all those songs here lately, and great music. What's your favorite song to perform when you're doing a concert?
Gosh, that's hard. That's like saying, which is my favorite kid, because I wrote them all, you know? And
right.
So, you know, Walking Her Home really gets a huge crowd response. You know, the true story about my first two neighbors that I met when I was in Nashville, their first date together. And then I said, I got to write these guys a song, because they take care of them. They feed me every night, so I need to write them a song. And all the way through their, you know, their nursing home, where they said, we want to hear your song. And I went to the nursing home and somebody rolled out a piano and I played them Walking Her Home. And I had no idea what the last verse was. And then I saw Henry and Liz were their names. Henry walking his wife home, you know, 85, 90 years old, walking his wife back down to their room. And I was like, oh, Henry, you just finished the rest of my song.
Mm.
So that's Walking Her Home. And I Am is another crowd favorite. Yeah, for shows, He's My Son always is. You know, it just depends. All of them, I love them all.
That's awesome. As you mentioned piano there, what's your favorite instrument to play? Is piano your primary?
It really is, because I never took lessons. I play by ear, and funny enough, I play on the black keys because there's less of them and they stick up. And so I just learned growing up, you play on the black keys, you can't make any mistakes. And so all the songs I've written, all the songs that have been number one, are all black key songs. And now as I get older, I transpose them down a little bit so I don't have to sing so high. But my kids are starting to do music, and my kids are so much better at guitar than I am, and that's okay with me.
Yeah. Mark, you mentioned your kids and all that. What do you do in your free time?
Yeah, it's mostly being a dad. You know, I'm starting to write songs. Again, there's a season, you know. All my best songs were written between 5 o'clock at night and 8 o'clock at night, probably, I'd say. And I go into the chapel when I was a youth director, and just, you know, that's when all the time, the free time was. And so now it's harder to do that when you've got kids who, you know, you got to change diapers and you got to put people to sleep. And usually I put myself to sleep while I'm trying to put them to sleep. So we're coming through that season now where I can start writing some more songs again. So that's for sure fun for me. But gosh, now that my kids are older, we're playing basketball, we're playing football, we're out fishing. We're just trying to, you know, one of the things I don't want to do is get to the end of my life and go, I didn't spend enough time with my kids. Mm. And so that's really where my time is spent. My wife and I really just investing into our kids.
You have great heart and great priorities. What do you see God doing in your life today?
Really showing me that it's not about me. I mean, I've always known that. When I was a youth director, it was always about the kids, you know, and the families and folks. And then you have a family and, you know, you have four kids and they've all got their own needs going on. And my wife and I just looked at each other yesterday. We were going to bed just exhausted. And we're just like, somewhere in there, do you remember the time where we used to come up with an idea and we could just go do it, just the two of us? Those days are gone. And so, again, I think it ties into we're wanting to invest in our kids. But also we realize that's just the season we're in, and God's saying, hey, this is a season where, you know, you're raising up the next generation. Your time of just going, hey, here's an idea, let's go do it. Those are kind of over. And it's now more focusing on how can we make our sons and daughters, godly men and women. And, even just, you know, this morning, drop it off my kids, praying for them in the car before we dropped them off. And just said, God, help Ryan or Gus, you know, help them be the man that you've called them to be today. And, yeah, that's our purpose right now.
Yeah, our thoughts are running very parallel, because the question I was just going to ask you is, how can we pray for you?
Yeah, I think that's it. I think to be a great dad, you know, a lot of my songs are very relational. I was adopted when I was 2 weeks old, and now we've got two adopted girls of our own. And that's part of my heart for coming to do this event, on Friday, is to get to share, gosh, just how beautiful that is, adoption is, and how beautiful life is. And you know, you got these men and women who are standing on the front lines. I always say my birth mom was a hero to me, because she chose life for me. And you've got, you know, all these men and women on the front lines who are champions for somebody like my birth mom. And Lifeline Services is the same. And they're champions to me. So I'll come and help celebrate them. But all that to say, it all comes back to relationship. And the relationship Lifeline has with the birth moms, the relationship I was able to have with my mom and dad because of what a place like Lifeline did. And so my prayer would be, just let me be, now that I have a chance to be a dad, because I had a place like Lifeline that stepped in the gap for me and gave me a chance to live. Watch me say this without crying.
Yeah.
I don't want to waste it. I don't want to waste it. I want to be the best dad that I can be. So that's my prayer.
That's awesome. You're a good man, a great heart. Thanks for your time, Mark. Thank you and your family and your group, everybody involved, for your ministry and all that you're doing.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me on. Looking forward to being in Kirksville.